Moncrief on News Talk.
Vatican Bank has been a centre of financial and political scandals for years, but now, after a sustained attempt to clean it up, the first ever jail sentence has been given to a former employee. Philip Pulella is a Reuters correspondent in Rome, and he joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Philip.
Hi, how's everything?
Could you start by telling us the jail sentence that was handed down last week? What exactly was it for?
The former president of the Vatican Bank, a guy named Angelo Calloia, he was sentenced to eight years and 11 months, I believe, something in jail, along with a lawyer. They were accused and convicted of embezzlement. When Calloia was president, which was in the late 19, he was president between 1999 and 2009, so he was president for about 10 years. He allegedly, when they sold some properties that belonged to the Vatican Bank, they allegedly sold them for more money than they declared and pocketed the difference.
Right. Okay.
And so they were accused of embezzlement and money laundering.
Are there any other prosecutions ongoing?
Yes. Well, first of all, Calloia and the one of the two other people who were convicted are definitely going to appeal. So we'll see when this comes up. There's an investigation which is continuing about the sale of this London property that was owned by the Secretariat of State. And there's some funny business in there that the building was purchased with funds that belonged to the Secretariat of State. But then a couple of middlemen, Italian middlemen, got involved, and in very complicated contractual procedure, the Vatican lost a lot of money. The Vatican says they were bilked by these guys. The investigation seems to lean also towards some corruption within the Vatican Secretariat of State. That investigation has not concluded yet. We're expecting it to conclude rather shortly, and some people will be indicted.
So this seems to be the culmination of a cleanup effort by the current Pope and his predecessor, Pope Benedict. So what steps did they take to make the bank more transparent?
Okay, the bank now is probably the cleanest department in Vatican finances. Without a doubt, it is the cleanest department. Under Pope Benedict, new procedures were enacted within the bank. They appointed new people to clean it up. Many, many accounts that were either dormant or should not have been there at all were closed. And a lot of money was frozen in accounts that should not have been there. The Vatican Bank is known as the Institute for Works of Religion. It is essentially a bank where only Vatican employees, ambassadors accredited to the Vatican, religious organizations, the Franciscans, etc., to make, as an example, should be holding accounts there, charities, etc. What happened over the course of the years, particularly in the 1980s, 70s, a little bit before then, and through to, I would say, the end of John Paul's papacy, if you knew somebody, and you wanted to do something a little bit funny, and you knew somebody at the Vatican Bank or in the Vatican, it was not easy, but it was not impossible to get somebody to sort of, you know, get you an account or use their account. And that's how most of these scandals happened. Most of these were sort of unscrupulous Italians who knew somebody in the Vatican, and these people were unscrupulous as well. It was just easier to do something like that.
Yeah.
With the new reforms which came into effect, now that is virtually impossible.
Does that also imply, though, to us that the problem wasn't just in the bank, that maybe at certain levels of the Vatican hierarchy there were individuals prepared to look the other way?
Oh, absolutely. You have, for example, there are a couple of other departments that deal with finances. One is called APSA, and then the Secretary of State used to have its own funds. Some Vatican departments, like the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, which is commonly known as Propaganda Fide, the missionary arm, they have their own funds. So a lot of reform has taken place in the past 10 years or so. with a financial intelligence unit that was put in, that the Secretariat for the Economy that oversees everything, that should have access to everything. There's been some resistance, but the Pope, the present Pope, Pope Francis, has done quite a bit to knock down that resistance. And one of the main things that he did is that just a couple of weeks ago, at the beginning of this year, he basically stripped the Vatican Secretariat of State of access to its own funds, in the sense that they were all sent to another office, which is going to be controlling those funds, making sure they're used properly, etc. These are kind of little fiefdoms that developed over the years, the decades, even the centuries of each department having its own funds. It took a long time. I mean, remember that Francis was elected in 2013, and still not all the work has been done. It's difficult to take somebody's, you know, perks away in any organization, and it is just now, as far as the entire Vatican is concerned, coming to a point where, as you said before, it is much more manageable and much more transparent. The bank started this process before, and it is now basically all of the bank's past problems are behind it. Now the Pope is working on other departments, but he's making some very, very good headway. And this is just not me talking. There's an organization called Moneyval, which is the Council of Europe's investigating team, so to speak, about money laundering. And they come on a regular basis, and they give report cards, so to speak. They investigate the institution. They do this every country. And increasingly, their reports have been more and more positive, that a lot of things have been changed, a lot of things have been done. The one point that still remains is that the Vatican judicial process is incredibly slow. If you think that talking about the Vatican bank funds, these funds were frozen, if I'm not mistaken, in 2014, actually. So the trial and conviction just ended now. So we're talking 7 years. That's a long time. And this is what outside observers point to now, is that the justice system is just too slow. They don't have enough people. They don't have enough investigators. They don't have enough qualified investigators, because it's easy for someone to investigate, you know, a murder or something like that, or whatever other crime. But financial crime, you need people who know how to do it. And they've been understaffed, and now they're trying to turn that around too.
Philip Pulella is senior correspondent in Italy and the Vatican with Reuters. Philip, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Moncrief on News Talk.